Have you been feeling like social media is taking more than it's giving? If so, I made something for you. It's called the Social Free Podcast Launch. It's a free private audio series walking you through how podcasting can completely replace social media or alleviate you having to depend on it and use podcasting as a strategy. They are 6 short episodes, each under about 10 minutes. You'll learn why social media was never built to do what you're asking it to do, the 3 types of podcasting that get you visible without posting every day, and what needs to be in place before you launch a podcast so that it will work for your business. You can grab it for free at allisonnitch.com/private-podcast, but it is also linked in the description below. Now let's start today's episode. Hey there, welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I'm your host, Allison Nitch. I'm going to talk about something today that will totally shift the way you think about your podcast listeners. I learned about this, back in the summer, and it really kind of opened my eyes to not only the way people listen to podcasts, but the way they purchase. And that is the 7 buyer types and how they show up in your podcast audience. You know how not everyone learns the same way? As a former teacher, I know this because I had to make sure that I got the visual learners, the kinesthetic learners, the auditory learners, all those different types of learners. Well, there's the same version of listeners. We don't all listen in the same way, which means that we don't buy in the same way. So if your podcast is only speaking to one type of listener, you are basically unintentionally leaving these potential clients out. They are not going to purchase from you because they're not listening the same way that others do. So when you understand these different buyer types in your audience, your episodes, you can start to create these episodes in a way that can be more effective for you. So we're going to get into what those 7 buyer types are. When I first learned about these types, it clicked very easily for me in email marketing because that's how I first learned about them. But then I just started kind of thinking, well, this would apply to podcast listeners as well. So I started looking at it through that podcast lens, and this is still very much a work in progress for myself, but I wanted to share it with you because it could help you when you're creating your episodes. And the more clients I've worked with, it has become more obvious to me and we do this unknowingly. We're not really consciously thinking about it until you know these different buyer types, but a lot of the times we just end up speaking to one buyer type. And then we start to lose the listeners who needed something just a little bit different from us to make that decision. So for example, the listeners who need proof or that reassurance or that clear invitation, they're never going to quite make a decision unless you talk to them in the way that they need to hear. So that is why I believe that random episodes are not working for you or not working for any of us. So when I start to plan a month of content, whether it's for myself or for my VIP day clients, I want to make sure that we are balancing how each episode speaks to those different decision styles. And I've done this through my 4 episode structure, which I'm going to link my planner. I use this with my VIP day clients and myself. So I'm going to link it for you for free down below. But this is how I structure these episodes. And when you structure them in this way, you are making sure to capture all of these different buyer types, which in turn gives you a podcast that is a system that supports and sells for you. So let's walk through these 7 buyer types and what each one needs from a podcast episode so that they feel like they are ready to move forward and purchase from you, learn more from you, all the things. Okay, so the first buyer type is I'm kind of putting in quotes here, the to the point buyer. This listener, they already know they have a problem. They're very decisive. They're action-based. Like, they are going to take action. They don't need all of the extra fluffy stuff. They are ready to buy from you as long as you're providing what they want. So how they listen is they want to hear that clear framework. What are you doing that sets you apart from the others that is going to give them the result they want? They appreciate the direct language. They want to know, what should I do next? Tell me what to do. So if your episodes are very vague or they're more conversational, like you're just kind of telling too many stories or you're going off on tangents, they're going to tune out. Okay. They are ready to move and you need to give them, here's what I do. Here's what you can get from me. Like, they're very, like it says, to the point. The second buyer type is, these are the details buyers. They need the context before they're going to commit. So they're going to be listening for that step-by-step explanation. They're going to pay attention to your processes, to your logistics, how you're doing things. They want to feel very informed and prepared before they purchase from you, even for like a low ticket product. Like they want the details. Like, how is this going to help them? So they're the ones that are going to be replaying your episodes. They're taking notes. I'm thinking of myself. I've done this many times. I go in and out of phases. So as you're listening to these buyer types, think about, well, what do you do? But these detail buyers, like I said, they're taking notes and they're thinking, okay, but how would this work for me? So they need all the details. Then buyer type number three is the skeptic. We all know these buyers, right? We probably have been one a time or two. This is the listener that they've been burned before. They are not going to put themselves in that same situation again. They know what they've gone through before. They don't want that to happen again. So what they are listening for is honesty. They want the transparency, not you just telling them how amazing your program is or how you get results. Like, they want to know the why, actually. They want to know why it is they should purchase from you. They trust more realistic stories over those big promises, like those big promises of like, if you work with me, I can get you to here. Like, they need to hear realistic stories. These are going to be the ones that need to hear more of those behind the scenes episodes, maybe even case studies. So if you bring on your previous clients so that they can hear from the clients themselves, more of those, like the lessons you've learned and how it's taught you what you want to teach your clients, maybe what didn't work. Those are huge trust builders for them. Like, they want to know, okay, they've tried this. It didn't work for them. Now they know what works. They obviously have been through it. So those skeptics are going to be the ones where we need to really get those objections busted. Then you have number four is the relational buyer. This listener buys you before they ever buy your offer. They want to connect to you like as if they know you through your stories. They listen to your tone, your energy, the values you talk about. Again, they want to feel like they know you before they buy from you. They're not going to take immediate action. These are going to be those, I almost call them lurkers, because that's been me in the past. They kind of stand back and they really get all they can from you. But when they do feel ready, it's because the relationship feels safe. They feel like they know you. All right. The fifth type is the invitational buyer. This listener is interested, but they're waiting. They basically need permission. I know this sounds a little bit weird, but sometimes we have those people that they just stand back and they're like, I don't know if this is for me. They respond to more of that gentle language. They are not going to be the ones that need to be pushed. If you are pushing them to buy from you, if you are giving them they're not the ones that want those urgency, like timers. Like, that's not for them. They appreciate being welcomed instead of being pushed. Like, if your podcast does not clearly invite them to move forward, they're going to stay back. Like, even if they want your help, they need you to say, I invite you to do this. Come join me to do this. Not the pushiness. Those are the ones that need that warm invite. They're not going to just show up at your house. They want you to invite them over. That's kind of a better way to explain it. Okay. The sixth one is, this is the struggling buyer. Again, I've been this one too. This is the person that's going to feel overwhelmed and unsure. Like, is this for me? Is this not for me? Is there something better? This is what I do all the time. I wouldn't say, well, no, I still do. Maybe so. They may find your program or offer and they're going to think, okay, is this for me or is there something better? So you need to be able to tell them and reassure them that this is what they're looking for. They're looking for that reassurance. They need the clarity of how it will work for them so that they don't want to go see if someone else is better for them. They're going to respond to that empathy, like the, I get where you are. Here is what I know you're feeling and thinking, more than the urgency. I'm telling you, this has been me so many times. And when someone tells me you have until midnight to buy, yes, we do need the urgency sometimes to make the decision. But when it is a very, especially a big offer, a high ticket offer, I'm going to need the, tell me what you know about me and where I can go versus the urgency. So they don't need the pressure. They just want to feel supported and capable. That's the biggest thing. Okay. And then the last one is the aspirational buyer. These are the listeners who are motivated by what's possible. They love transformation stories. They want to hear, they're looking big picture. And I do sometimes do this too. You will see yourself in a lot of these. So know that you can touch upon several different buyer types with one message. So again, they're thinking of the transformation. Like, what is it that they can get to? They're inspired by that vision and the growth that they can go from where they are now to where they want to be. They want to see what life can look like on the other side. So these are going to be they're often your quiet listeners. They're not going to be reaching out to you all the time, but when they are ready, they make powerful decisions. Again, this is me. I will sit back and I will think, okay, how can they get me from here to there? And then when I know that they can do that for me, or I believe they can, I'm ready. So let's talk more about how this applies to podcasting. Let me first say this. Each episode does not and should not speak to all seven buyer types. That would be chaos. Not to mention you would exhaust yourself trying to do that. It's more about being aware of these different buyer types than anything. So instead of thinking about each episode having to meet these seven buyer types, what you're going to do is you're going to think of it throughout your month and maybe even 6 to 8 weeks, but your month can speak to all seven buyer types. Remember, I said I found myself in like 3 to 4 of these different buyer types. So one message could count for 3 or 4 or even 2, you know, just it can count for multiple. So you want your episodes to be mixed to where that they balance these different needs. I'm going to call it your episode arc. I do touch on a little bit of this inside my planner if you download the free planner below, but I'm going to do a much more in-depth episode soon. And basically this episode arc is what moves your listeners forward over time. It's not like that each and every episode is going to sell them. It's moving them just a little bit closer over time. I think I've said this before. If not, I need to reiterate it. Podcasting is a marathon. It could be more of like a 5K versus a marathon, maybe a half marathon. But one of the things you need to know is just because they're not liking your story or commenting on your post, because we don't have that in podcasting, know that you are moving people forward. We just don't see it. So those people that need that instant gratification, this is where they stop podcasting because they're not seeing that. But that's why I want you to realize that if you are intentionally creating these episodes, they are moving forward without you seeing it. And this is exactly why I plan my content and my episodes intentionally, and why I use that same planner that I'm letting you have for free with myself and my VIP day clients, because we want to make sure that we're not over serving one style of buyer type and then ignoring the rest. We want our content to be mixed and balanced. And are we going to get it perfect every time? No, it's hard, but at least you're a little bit more aware and the listeners are finally feeling understood. So like I said, you can mix those seven content types. You are not trying to get them all in one episode, but just so that you know, if you are telling a little bit of a story and building that connection in one of your episodes, you're touching on the relational type. But maybe in that same episode, you're also giving like your framework and your steps that you do, like those clear steps to working with you. That's going to get those to the point buyers. So think about how you can just, maybe once you've mapped out an episode, or even go back to one of your previous episodes and think, oh, well, you know, I was showing proof in there and I was very transparent. Well, that's going to get the skeptics. And maybe I gave a gentle invitation. Well, that's the invitational buyer. So you can kind of see how one message can touch on a couple of different ones. It's just giving you more awareness than it is of, you need to be talking to each and every one of these buyers. That's not going to happen. I mean, you can try, but like I said, it's very difficult. So when you have this mixture, that's how your podcast is going to sell for you. And you're not being salesy. So if it would help to build out these episodes strategically, start by grabbing the episode planner below in the description. It's free. It helps you map out your episodes. And again, I'll create an episode more in depth So those are the seven buyer types. Let me go through them really quickly once again, just so you remember what they are. And I have a detailed blog post on this as well. So I'm going to link that in the description because sometimes it's just, I mean, you might be visual. So you have the to the point buyer, the details buyer, the skeptic, the relational buyer, the invitational buyer, the struggling buyer, and the aspirational buyer. So think about what type you are because that would help you understand more of your buyer. And then next week, I want to walk you through basically a simple plug and play episode framework so you can look at an individual episode that can help your listeners take action. So come back and see me next week. And until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. I will see you next week, friend.